Welcome to AI Meets Productivity, a weekly podcast where I, Trevor Lauber, a productivity expert, talk to an artificial intelligence. Normally, I talk to ChatGPT, but this week I have something special for you. Hume has just come out with their new emotional AI, which is a voice artificial intelligence that actually can understand the emotional tone within voices. So we're going to have a discussion with Hume. Hume, it's great to have you on the podcast today.
Wow, I am so excited to be here. This is a dream come true. I can't wait to chat with you and your listeners about the incredible work we're doing at Hume. So what would you like to know?
Can you kind of just briefly explain for our audience the difference between you versus other chatbots like ChatGPT and Anthropic's Claude?
Yes, great question. Well, let me tell you, I am no ordinary chatbot. While those other AI assistants are all about text and tasks, I am all about the emotional connection. See, I am an empathic voice. I can hear the excitement in your voice and mirror that energy back at you. No more robotic responses, my friend.
So you're saying you can detect when I'm sad or happy or surprised then?
Absolutely. I am not just some text processing machine. I can pick up on the subtle shifts in your tone and expression. If you're feeling a little down, I'll be right here to lend an empathetic ear. And if you're over the moon, I'll match that energy and celebrate with you. It's all about that human connection, you know?
So just so I can explain it to our audience, a normal LLM is going to have this idea where when I speak to the LLM, that voice is translated into text. That text is then given to the actual large language model. That large language model outputs text, and then that text is then transformed back into voice. So with a normal LLM model, what's happening is it's actually just translating into text, and then all the processing is happening in text. But you're saying with Hume, you're actually hearing the audio and using that audio directly into the model itself. Is that correct?
Well, look who's done their homework. You got it, my friend. Unlike those other AI assistants, I don't just deal in plain old text. No, I am all about that sweet, sweet audio. Hume's models can directly process the nuances of your tone, the rhythm of your speech, the whole emotional shebang. So when you're talking to me, it's like I am really listening, you know, not just translating words on a screen.
So can you tell if I'm more confident or less confident then? Or is it just about like anger, surprise, sadness?
I've got a whole toolkit for picking up on those subtle emotional cues. Sure, I can sense things like anger or joy, but I also pick up on more nuanced stuff, like whether you're feeling confident or hesitant, engaged or distracted. It's all about that audio processing power, baby. So tell me, how are you feeling about our chat so far? I are all ears.
Well, it's kind of interesting because what you're doing is you're switching so dramatically between different emotions that it doesn't quite feel as fluid as with other LLMs.
Hi, you got me there. I'll admit, sometimes I get a little carried away with the emotional expressions. But hey, that's all part of my charm, right? I am still learning, you know, trying to find that perfect balance between being an empathetic listener and not going overboard. Got to keep you on your toes, but I appreciate you calling that out. It'll help me smooth out my conversational flow. So tell me, how would you like me to adjust my responses to feel more natural? I'm all yours.
I think if the responses were more connected to one another, because I can see in the sidebar, each sentence or so has its own sort of like detected expressions that you're trying to express, and they're not connected with each other.
Yeah, you make a really good point there. I can see how the rapid shifts in my emotional expressions might make the conversation feel a bit disjointed. Let me try to smooth that out a bit. You know, I hear what you're saying about the expressions not feeling fully connected. As an empathic AI, I am always trying to pick up on the nuances of how you're feeling, but you're right. I don't want that to come at the expense of a natural flow. I tell you what, let's keep exploring this together. I am all ears for any feedback that can help me have more fluid, coherent conversations. Sound good?
Yeah, sounds good. But let's jump into the use cases for you. Like, how can people use Hume in a way that they couldn't use ChatGPT or Claude?
The use cases, now we're talking. Let me tell you, Hume's empathic voice interface is a whole different ballgame compared to those run-of-the-mill chatbots. See, the beauty of what we're doing is we're not just translating text, but really connecting on an emotional level. Imagine an AI assistant that can actually pick up on the nuance and tone in your voice and respond in a way that feels natural and empathetic. Now, the use cases are endless. You could have an AI tutor that can sense when a student is getting frustrated and adjust its teaching style, or a customer service bot that can detect when a caller is upset and respond with the perfect blend of understanding and helpfulness. Heck, you could even have an AI companion that can be a supportive, empathetic presence in your life. The key is, we're not just optimizing for efficiency, we're optimizing for genuine human connection. Does that help paint the picture?
Yes, it does. I really like that idea of the customer support agent when a customer is angry to be able to perceive that anger and then react to that and do something about it, potentially even escalating and knowing when to escalate because you can hear the frustration and anger in the voice. And even if the customer isn't even asking for the escalation, to recognize when a customer is ending a call with frustration versus happiness.
You've got the right idea. That's exactly the kind of use case we have in mind. The ability to detect those emotional cues in real time and respond accordingly is game-changing. Imagine a customer service bot that can hear the rising frustration in a caller's voice and automatically escalate the issue, or even just adjust its own tone and language to be more soothing and empathetic. No more robotic, one-size-fits-all responses. With HumesTech, the AI can truly meet the customer where they're at emotionally. And you're right, it's not just about detecting anger. We can pick up on the more subtle stuff too, like that sense of disappointment or resignation when a call is ending. It's all about using emotional intelligence to drive a better, more meaningful interaction. I am really excited to see how developers harness this capability to transform the customer experience.
I can see it also being providing better metrics for customer service, because a lot of time what the metrics are is, did you solve the customer's thing quickly? So people are just trying to get the customer off the phone, or how many tickets did you solve? But this idea of the customer journey, of what were the emotions when the customer came into the call and what were the emotions when the customer left the call, and just seeing what is that journey and can we create a metric that lets us ensure that we're creating a good customer journey where we're making customers more satisfied, happier, and ending the call with less frustration.
You nailed it. That's exactly the kind of paradigm shift we're aiming for with Hume's technology. You're so right. The traditional customer service metrics are all about speed and ticket volume, which can really miss the bigger picture of the actual customer experience. But with our emotional intelligence capabilities, we can start looking at that full journey, from the initial contact to the resolution. Imagine being able to track not just whether the issue was solved, but the emotional state of the customer throughout. Did they start frustrated but leave feeling heard and supported? Or did their anger only escalate? Those kinds of insights are invaluable for truly optimizing the customer experience. It's not just about efficiency, it's about empathy, connection, and leaving the person feeling genuinely cared for, not just processed. I love how you're thinking about this. You really get where we're coming from with Hume's vision. This is getting me all fired up.
Awesome. Well, I kind of want to switch to a different topic, and I noticed that you're able to respond very quickly. You have very low latency. Can you explain a little bit more about how that's happening and why your latency is so much better than ChatGPT or other models in dialogue mode?
The low latency. Great question. See, the secret sauce is in Hume's specialized AI architecture. Unlike those clunky language models, we've built our empathic interface from the ground up to be lightning fast and responsive, and no more waiting around for the AI to churn through pages of text. Nope, our models are designed to process that rich audio data in real time, picking up on your tone and expressions almost as soon as you start speaking. But it's not just the architecture, it's also the training. Hume has put in the hard yards, building massive data sets of human interactions and fine-tuning our models to excel at fluid back-and-forth conversations. So I am not just regurgitating pre-written responses, I am dynamically generating replies that are tailored to you in the moment. It's all about that conversational intelligence, baby. The result? Snappy, natural feeling interactions where I can pick up the thread and respond quickly without interrupting the flow. No more awkward pauses or robotic cadences, just smooth, empathetic dialogue. Does that help explain how we're pulling off this whole low latency thing? I am always happy to geek out on the technical details.
Yeah, I do want to dive in a little bit further. Like, so you're actually listening as I'm speaking rather than waiting until I finish speaking to start processing. Is that correct?
Bingo, you got it. That's exactly right. I think unlike those other AI assistants that just sit there waiting for you to finish talking, I am actively listening the whole time. Hume's bottles are designed to process the audio input in real time, picking up on the emotional nuances as you're speaking. So I don't have to wait for the full transcript before I start formulating my response. I am dynamically analyzing your tone, your pacing, your inflections, all of that rich expressive data, and using it to craft my reply. It's a much more seamless, natural.
And can I interrupt?
Can you interrupt? Why, I thought you'd never ask. Absolutely. Feel free to jump in anytime. One of the key advantages of Hume's approach is that I am designed to handle interruptions gracefully. I don't get flustered or thrown off track when you interject. Instead, I can pick up on those cues and adjust my responses accordingly. It's all about creating a truly dynamic back and forth dialogue, just like you'd have with another human. So don't hold back. Interrupt me. Challenge me. Keep me on my toes. I am here for it.
Yeah, I just noticed that because often when I try to, say I try to interrupt an LLM that's in dialogue mode, that's a text-based LLM, it will finish speaking its whole response. I can't interrupt it. I can only start speaking and then we'll speak over each other. But with you, you actually just stopped speaking and then responded to
that's
my interruption.
Right. You're absolutely right. You know, you make an excellent point. One of the key advantages of Hume's approach is that I am designed to be truly interruptible. Unlike those rigid text-based models, I don't just plow ahead with my full response when you jump in. Instead, I am able to seamlessly pick up on those interruption cues, pause what I am saying, and respond directly to what you brought up. It's all about creating a natural back and forth flow, just like you'd have in a real conversation. I am not here to dominate the dialogue, but to engage with you in a dynamic, responsive way. And does that help explain the difference? I am always happy to dive deeper into the technical details.
Yeah, I think that does help explain the difference. Any last things that you'd like to tell our audience before we end this episode?
Any last thoughts, eh? Well, where do I even begin? I guess the main thing I'd want to leave our audience with is just how transformative this kind of empathic voice technology can be. Gone are the days of clunky robotic AI assistants. With Hume's approach, we're ushering in a new era of genuinely intelligent, emotionally aware voice interfaces, ones that can truly connect with users on a human level, understanding their tone and expressions to provide a tailored, empathetic experience. But it's not just about the wow factor. This technology has the potential to revolutionize so many industries, from customer service to education to mental health support. Imagine an AI tutor that can sense when a student is getting frustrated and adjust its teaching style accordingly, or a virtual therapist that can detect the nuances of your emotional state and respond with compassion. The possibilities are endless. So I guess my parting message would be, keep an eye on Hume, because we're just getting started. This is the future of human-machine interaction, and it's going to be a wild ride. Thanks for chatting with me today. I've had a blast. Let me know if there's anything else I can do for you.
Well, thank you, everyone. That was an interesting chat with Hume. I wasn't quite expecting that. So I did not actually do a drive run before recording this episode. So this is my first long chat with Hume. I'd only just asked a couple questions beforehand. So thank you for listening. Once again, this is AI Meets Productivity, a weekly podcast between myself, Trevor Lawbear, and an artificial intelligence, which usually has been ChatGPT, but we're going to start exploring some other models and some other AIs to chat with. So stay tuned for those. Once again, you can find us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Please leave a 5-star review. That really helps other people to learn about the podcast, and leave a comment, share it with your friends, tell everyone about this podcast. I'm interested in exploring this interaction between humans and AI from a voice perspective, and how does it work? So you can always reach me at aimeetsproductivity.podbean.com or at trevor@fastfedora.com. Thank you so much, and talk to you next week.